And again, it's Mother's Day, and we're going to do some Mother's Day stuff. Hey, listen, I looked up the idea of mothering. The name just kind of stuck out for me this week. And I thought mothering is kind of a neat thing. So I looked at where did that come from? And it's actually an ancient or very early history in the rural areas of countries that people would gather together at their family's house and to honor mom and dad. So anyway, that day was called Mothering Day. And so maybe that's the predecessor of Mother's Day. But at any rate, it's great that we people saw fit to honor our parents and to honor our mothers and our fathers. Today is going to be Mother's Day. And so when we talk mothers, fathers, don't feel bad. Maybe we'll get around to you at some point, you know, at some other time. But right now we want to talk about mothers. So I want to ask you a few questions. Some of you young people might know the answers to this. Some of you guys might too. What did Smokey Bear give his mother on Mother's Day? A bear hug. Come on, Smokey the Bear. What color of a flower does Mama Cat want for Mother's Day? Purple, that's right. Purple. You got to stress that R in there. Purple. You got it, though. Way to go, Sophie. Here's the last one, and this is my favorite. Why was Mama Lightning Bug so proud of her children? Because they light up her life. You know, lightning bugs, you know, okay. That one went over kind of like a lead balloon, huh? Is that what I'm hearing? You know, kind of a, you know. Maybe because they're so bright. Maybe Mama Lightning Bug was so proud of her children because they were so bright, you know. Have you noticed the lightning bugs? They're out now, and they're just wonderful. Don't ever harm a lightning bug, because Mama Lightning Bug will not be happy. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. This is a Bible verse that I think is good. It speaks really to young people, but really to all of us, even as we get older. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's simply, just simply right. So I like what we're doing today because it's just simply, I like having this day because it's just simply right to honor our parents. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment. So it's in the Ten Commandments. It's not the first in order, but it's the first one. Perhaps it means preeminent, but it's the first one in the sense that it comes with a promise. So maybe it's the first one that's in the Ten Commandments that actually has a promise. And so it's the first commandment with promise so that, and here's the promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy a long life on earth. And that's in Exodus 20, but also, of course, here in Ephesians chapter 6. So this is why it's a good idea to have a Mother's Day and to spend a little time saying something to our parents and especially now our mothers. If you'll give me just a few minutes, I want to talk about three mothers. And Paul, don't show them up yet, okay? Because wait till it's we get to them. And I don't need to tell you that, but yeah, never know. Who was, this is for you guys, who was the first mother in the world? The first mother.
The mother of God.
What'd she say? Oh, the mother of God. Well, now that's somebody else, but you're close. I mean, she was given by God to be mother. Starts with an E. Eve. Eve was the first mother. You find that in the book of Genesis, which is the book of beginnings. And so Eve was the first mother. Bible calls her the mother of all living. Isn't that cool? We think about Eve. Of course, Adam was created and God gave us this beautiful garden to live in. And Adam was all alone, though. And God realized he needed somebody to be with him to keep him company. And so God created the female. Now, here's something cool that all you females ought to take absolute pride in. You are the only creation of God that were not created out of the dust of the ground. You were created out of the sight of man. And so your creation was special. And I think that's a cool thing about moms too, is that as mothers, as women, just as women, you have a special place in creation. Acts chapter 17 and verse 26, Paul's talking to some people that had trouble believing in God, and he tells them from one man, and he only says one man, but I would include and woman, from one man and woman, God made all the nations. So there's Eve. Eve is the beginning with Adam of all nations. I saw this week somebody was saying all the blue-eyed people. Who's blue-eyed in here? Who's blue-eyed? Raise your hand if you're blue-eyed. There's quite a few of you. Anyway, I read, maybe you heard already, but you can trace your blue eyes back to one ancestor. And I thought, well, no duh. You know, I mean, you go back to Eve, and it's in the DNA. And so, yes, of course, to one. Now, they meant something different by that, but it was Eve. Eve, in a sense, is the mother of Jesus in a long-distance kind of way. And so what Sophie said a while ago, she was the mother of God, is actually right. Because through Eve and through her descendants, one mother after another mother, until we get to the mother who is the mother of Jesus, you have Eve. So she is the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. Genesis 3:15 is sort of backs that up. God is telling Satan that you might harm her seed, but he's going to be detrimental to you, her offspring. And God's talking about Jesus. So your mother's a part of a long, long line of mothers. When I say long, I don't mean they're old, 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 but long, long line of women who are all the mothers. And so mothers are really, actually, all of them, the mothers of all living people. Do you ever think about that? Every one of us came from a mother. And so there's that special place. Here's the next question. And I don't know that you're going to know this. Some of you guys might. And so it doesn't have to be just young people. But if you know this answer, speak out. What woman prayed and prayed and prayed to God to have a child? And she couldn't have a child. And her sister bride, her husband's other wife, this was back in the Old Testament when they did those kinds of things, was always making fun of her and ragging on her about not having children. Oh, look at me, I have all these kids. And so she began to just pray and pray and pray. What was her name? I heard it. Hannah. Hannah is a cool name. By the way, Hannah comes, the word Ann, if you got an Ann in your name anywhere, that also came from Hannah. She says in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 27, I prayed to the Lord. I'll embellish that. I prayed and prayed and prayed to the Lord for this child, and the Lord gave me what I asked for from him. And so her child was who? It's in the book of 1 Samuel. So that's a hint, hint, hint. Samuel. So Hannah was the mother of Samuel, who was a great prophet, and he was a good man. Somebody said, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And that's a mom. The mothers rule the world. Hannah did something extra too. She dedicated her son to God. And so she turned him over basically to the house of God, to the priesthood, and he grew up serving God. And so that's what your moms and dads and grandparents want to do, is they want you to continue to serve the Lord. And many of you that are here are because your mother and your father, but your grandparents wanted you to grow up and believe in Jesus and to believe the Bible and to be good Christian people the rest of your life. And so here you are, and much of it is owed to your mother. Okay, here's the last question. So just three women. Here's our third one. What was the name of the mother who went to the little town of Bethlehem to have a son? Huh? Mary, of course. Mary. Christmas, right? Remember, it's Mary who had Jesus. And so she is the mother of the Son of God. Isn't that great? There's something said about Mary, and that is that she treasured in her heart things that she heard about Jesus. Whenever something was said by somebody that was from God, special about Jesus, the Bible says that she treasured these things in her heart. I knew a girl, a woman in East Texas, went to our church back then, that kept a shoebox of little things, artifacts, you know, little notes, maybe a picture that they colored or something when they were kids, and she kept it in a shoebox because she was treasuring what her children had done. Your moms, your dads, your grandparents really treasure the things that you are doing now. And someday they'll tell you, you know, they'll say something about something you did when you were a child. I have a grandson that, my oldest grandson, that he couldn't, whenever we talked about putting on your bathing suit, you know, to go swimming, he was so young that all he heard was what a word he remembered was familiar with, and so he started calling his bathing suit his baby soup, you know, baby soup. I don't know how that fit, but so from then on, we kind of kid with him about his baby soup. In fact, I'll tell him, don't forget to bring your baby soup when you come, you know, and he's a grown man now, but anyway, she treasured Jesus and the things about Jesus, and she became, of course, the mother of God, and she's called that. Eve's the mother of the all living flesh. God, Jesus, Mary is the mother of Jesus, who is the Savior of all living flesh. They put their faith in Jesus and are saved. And Hannah is in the middle with this great prophet and putting him into work for the Lord. These three, so now what we want to do is spend a little time with our young people to help us to honor mothers. You guys ready? All right, we want to do something here, and we're going to start with our grandmothers. And if you're a grandmother, we're going to ask you in a minute to stand, and then we're going to bring you a flower. Grandmothers are mothers who raised their children and then went on to have a second something important, and that is their grandchildren that they can love and they can show values to. In the New Testament, the Bible talks about Lois and Eunice, and Lois was the grandmother of Timothy, and Timothy's faith came from his mother and his grandmother. And so, mothers and grandmothers, but right now, grandmothers, if you grandmothers would please stand and remain standing.
If they would sit down after they get the flowers, so the kids won't
pick them. Okay. If you would stand, and when you get your flower, sit down so that they don't give you a second flower. No fair getting two flowers. So if you would, grandmothers, anybody who is a grandmother, please stand up. That means you're a mother as well. And so this is your honoring also as being a mother. So if you would, the young people are going to give you a rose. By the way, isn't that great to look around and see all the grandmothers? You know, we would have a category for great grandmothers, but, you know, we'd run out of flowers probably. So. All right. Grandmothers, grandmothers, grandmothers. All right. So remember, grandmothers, you've been honored also as mother. And so when I do this next one, which will be mothers, then I want to ask, just remain seated, and we'll ask the mothers who are mothers and not grandmothers is to stand. And so would all the women who are mothers now stand and remain standing? And, of course, when you get your flowers, sit down. Let me say something about mothers, though. Mothers give birth to children in pain, and then immediately they feel joy toward that most beautiful baby ever born. Greatest pain, we understand, comes through birth. And women feel a lot of pain, but then there's so much, it's so much worth it. Mothers wipe away snotty noses. They change dirty diapers. They take temperature. They cook good meals or maybe buy meals on the way home from work. Mothers make sure their children are bathed and clean and their clothes are clean. They play cards with them, war and old maid. How many of you hadn't played old maid? Mothers get children to school and to church. And mothers have, of course, bad times, but also good times. But they always love their children. And so, young people, would you please pass out flowers to the ones we see standing who are the mothers. Yeah, all right. And God bless you, moms. And we want to spend a little bit of time here also on all of the other women. So those who are not yet mothers, those who are not mothers and maybe never will, those who maybe hope eventually they will, but at the moment they're not. And so these are for all the women. And therefore, if you're a woman whatsoever and you haven't gotten a flower yet, then you are a woman who potentially would be a mother. And if not, you're going to be acting as a sort of a surrogate mother or perhaps a good aunt. And you have motherly qualities that you share with other people. And you really cause the world to go around in a better way than it ever would have if you weren't around. So if all the ladies would stand, all the yet-to-be or not mothers, stand up and let's do flowers there, if you would, please. Okay, young people, if you would, we got one more group, and this is it. You get a free rose out of this. Isn't this cool? Actually, we're charging at the end. We'll have collection at the door. No, we won't. Thank you, moms, grandmoms, potential moms, those who have the qualities in them that only women have, that only mothers have. And we're all blessed by a world full of mothers. And it's so great that we set a day aside where we can actually honor our mothers. And I'm glad we've got our young people up here. We have some other of our young people who are out of town. Their families went out of town. And I'm sure they're blessing their moms where they are. And so hope you all have a really good Mother's Day. I would like to read something. That's the last thing to read that it's not biblical from the Bible, but it's about mothers. And then we'll have a word of prayer. Then we'll ask you to stand. We'll have a song and we'll go on through the rest of our worship time. Here's the little poem. Mother, you filled my days with rainbow lights, fairy tales and sweet dream nights. A kiss to wipe away my tears, gingerbread to ease my fears. You gave the gift of life to me, and then in love you set me free. I thank you for your tender care, for deep warm hugs and being there. I hope that when you think of me, a part of you, you'll always see. It's a little picture of children bringing hearts to their mothers. It's a great little poem. Let's close with a word of prayer, and then we'll continue with our service. Heavenly Father, we thank you for mothers. We thank you for grandmothers. We thank you for women of all stripe, Lord, and some that may be mothers in the future and others that act as mothers in many good ways. Bless them and give them this special day. We pray, Father, that they know they're loved and that beyond their children, but especially by their children. Bless us now as we continue in our worship service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.